Yo, welcome to the You Can Be More podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Morris. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. And today we have my man HB, a good friend who turned into a brother through this game of basketball. And let me tell you, it has been amazing watching his growth over the years in the game of basketball, as well as in life as a man. Today he's going to be sharing his experience through basketball, both at the college and the pro level. And it's all about how he bet on himself. So today's episode is called Bet on Yourself. Whatever you do, bet on yourself. You know you the best. You know what you're capable of. You know the work that you put in. So hopefully you guys really listen to the gems that he's going to be dropping in this episode, because you should walk away with a pocket full of them. Let's bounce in. Yo, HB, so just to get to that other part of the question, so you are speaking from experience when you're talking about, you know, betting on yourself.
Yep.
So can you speak more to that in, like, your experience? Because not wanting you to, like, name other kids' experience that are irrelevant today, because too many players, I feel like, you know, they just, you know, they try to compare their journey to another kid's journey, and it never really works out that way. So can you just speak to your experience when you're talking about betting on yourself?
Yeah, man. For me, played college basketball at a high level, right? Defensively, passing, all those things. I was really, really good at athletic, long. My numbers are off the chart. When we're talking about like measurements and intangibles, hands, arms are long, all the things. but I was missing one key component, right? And I wanted to play college basketball. Pro basketball. I was already doing that. And I never really understand what it took to become a good shooter. I was not a good shooter. Like, my shot always changed, all the things, and that was the one thing holding me back. Mind you, I'm all conference basketball player at the independent level, Division I independent school. Then I transferred to a D2 for my last year, right? And mind you, I'm coming off at the D1 school as defensive player of the year. Yep. And all conference player, not being able to shoot the basketball. And it wasn't a pretty thing. I was smart. I was bouncy. All the things I could pass. All the things I defended. And it wasn't till I really got with Show Crew that I really realized, like, what it takes to get there. What type of work I had to put into it. And honestly, I became obsessed with it. My journey is not like all the other pro basketball players' journeys. They're full package, ready to go. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. Most people's journeys now aren't the same, right? You got dudes who are D2 dudes like crazy. D3 dudes moving up levels every year, and they're NBA players making $100 million.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the one thing that I'm proud of with my journey was that it was my journey. Right. And I didn't look at how anybody else was doing anything. The only thing I looked at was I was studying people who did it before me.
Mm.
Right. I was studying what good habits they had. Right. And that was okay. Watching this player who I'm better than. I believe I'm more talented than I believe that I'm better than them. How did they get here? How are they here and I'm not here? Okay, let me look. Oh, he can shoot that thing. Well, how does he shoot it? And then I started digging into that. And honestly, man, I became obsessed with learning how to shoot.
Mm.
Left college, got with y'all, went down to Houston, started training. And really the eye-opener for me, and I'll tell a lot of people this, really the eye-opener for me, dog, was we're playing in Louisville.
Yes, sir. There we go.
In the KPA. Yep. And this is when I really got a true taste of of pro basketball, man. And shout out to Stennett, man. That was he saved me. Like, he taught me because of that, what he was doing there with all those pros. I got a taste to really understand what it was like to be at a high level.
Shout out to Coach Mike Stennett, who's Mike still Stennett, getting it done.
Correct. And he, man, a lot of people overseas. Like, yep. Dude's doing, he's a guardian of the game. So shout out to Stennett. So I remember going to his Kentucky Pro-Am tournament, and I'm talking Tyquan Dean. All the league dudes are in there. You know what I'm saying? Trent Hassel, like, you name it, they would play in this event.
Mm-hmm.
And playing on team from Wisconsin with you, and I couldn't believe the level. I'm like, what? Like, this isn't college. Like, this ain't college. And I played those levels. This ain't college.
It's right.
Whole different feel, whole different strength, whole different atmosphere to this thing, right? And style of play and composure. I'm slashing, I'm getting some dunks and things like that, but couldn't shoot, couldn't hit jump shots, couldn't set myself up for drives, because I didn't have the ability to shoot. I didn't have the ability to knock down corner threes, which is a staple in professional basketball. It's the easiest three-point shot to make. Points, obviously, besides getting the and one three, right? Couldn't do it. I felt like I checked all the boxes. We came up short that year. And I felt a big part of that blame, like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I can't compete right now. I can't truly compete the way I need to compete for us to win this thing. And you, and I'm thankful for you. You being a brother to me, you kept that shit a buck. Like, hey, Mark, you got to get that J right. And I remember, I'm like, this guy really is, he is really a pro. He really a pro. And you a couple years older than me only.
Yep.
Two and a half years older than me. This guy is really a pro. And that amount of time matters too, though. Right? So
yeah, when definitely.
You're looking at those things, you also have to, these kids got to keep that in perspective. So I see that and I'm like, how do I get there? And I'm willing to sacrifice and bet on myself. Shit, I doubled down. You living in Houston at the time. I link up with you. Hey, I wanna move out to Houston and work out. And there was another eye-opening situation for me with that, and with that situation too, because we get there. I remember getting off the flight. We say we're gonna go work out. This at the Houston Rockets old training facility. Remember that Westside?
Yep.
Westside. We used to have a Houston Open there, and at that facility was the Houston Rockets practice facility.
Yep.
I walk in there, and there's James Posey. That's the NBA champion. There's Sam Cassell. There's Dorsey. There's Damon Jones. Just everybody. I'm like, what? They had hella overseas cast. Rob Hatter in there, big time agent. And I'm like, wow. Like, this what it is? And I remember these cats was playing. And I looked to the side. And you over there in the mix, getting the ball handling, drizzling, Bud off to the side training, y'all cats. And I'm just dribbling, waiting for the next game. Game stop. I get ready to go in. This guy, Sam, looked right at me and was like, hey, young buck, where you going? I'm like, I'm up next. That's fine. He said, huh? You start laughing hard as hell. Yeah, that dumbass laugh. I'm like, hold on. you not from the, you not finna mog me. I don't care who you is. And he put it just like this. Cat, you can't get on till you put in work. Can't play until you put in work.
Ooh.
Blew my whole understanding about everything from that day. Yo, straight up. Blew my whole understanding from that day forward. Now, mind you, this is in the summer, too.
Right.
So then I went up there for like a week or so. Went back to school till end of August, September. Like, I stayed up at school until the summer was over. Because then we had my charity game, all the things like that. And then I remember that September, I moved to Houston. And the other thing about it is the moment that happened, and I got humbled in that way that something being out there. I'm my first workout, I threw up. You're not in shape, Cat. You think you're in shape? You can play in a game, maybe out some breaks, but you can't even make it through a workout, G.
These cats, right? You,
that they so bogus.
But
back to that point was like, you don't even know what work is, man. And I remember going back to school. My girlfriend was still in college at that time, was staying with her. And I remember I just really locked in on it because I wanted it so bad. And I really love the game. And I'm like, no, this is what it is. And from that day, I had locked in on the learn how to shoot. She used to record me all the things. And as it went on, by the time I went to Houston in September, started shot was flat, but it was starting to look better. And every day, man, every day, every single day. And fast forward a year from then, I believe we went back, but we did not win it that year. But I remember I was hitting, I could hit shots. I was contributing the way I thought I could contribute. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, and mind you, I'm an overseas basketball player now too.
Right.
Fast forward another year. That year, we got 1 year closer. Fast forward another year, we won that thing. And Stennett Kirk came right up to me and said,
I was all turning team.
And he was like, he gave me props.
Yes, sir.
Like my growth and around, I wasn't none of and then you can tell me nothing. I was probably 25. Yeah, but that's probably three summers later. Probably 25.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That business. Hitting shots, bounce, catch, shoot in the corner. Then we went to
and went crazy again. Yep.
Whole Florida lot. Yo, these cats
from Wisconsin.
That's probably the next summer. These cats from Wisconsin, we out there freaking havoc.
Yes,
off
sir.
The bounce, you get to the hole on you. All of that. Then we went to.
Yep, Louisiana.
The Tournament of Stars.
Tournament of Stars.
Every
Mr. Reynolds down there. Tournament director. Shout out to him.
Hey. Chopping a whole team of lead cats. Bumps. Hey, beautiful, great event. That's so high octane, man. What a time to be alive.
What man, a time to be alive.
I wish I would love to go back one more time and do those things.
Because, yes, hey, listen, I was a motherfucker right then. And it was because I was obsessed with being great, dog. And yeah. In my own right, great, like so-and-so. I wanted to be the best version of me, be great in my own right.
Mm.
That's really what that was. My journey did not look like yours.
Right.
Yours didn't look like mine. And my journey don't look like James Harden's journey.
Right.
Or whoever else. You know what I'm saying? And I just remembered betting on myself, dog. Really doubling down.
Wow.
Locking in on that focus, dog. And our youngsters, these kids, these college kids, these high school kids, like, y'all think y'all know what it is? What it looked like, but you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You tell me how many kids can't really think to themselves, I'm nothing to be with, and actually back it up.
Right.
There's not a lot you can't. And right. If they are, it's either big fluff they think they are, and they're not, or they really are. And true. They like that because they're because they put in the time. The one thing I noticed about myself at that point in time was I never felt unprepared. After that first year, I never felt unprepared. I've never felt nervous. Dude, we played against Tyrus Thomas, and a lot of the young cats may not know these players, like high schoolers now.
Yeah. But
anybody that really knows basketball or really keeps up with basketball or around our age in the pro, Marcus Thornton, here's a team that we beat with three overseas basketball players, myself, current contracted guys, myself, Brandon Morris, Devron Bostic. Then we had some other good basketball players who were semi-pro, close to pro basketball players, but could just go with Shim and Big Tim Baines and some of those dudes.
PlayStation, Tim, T-Cobb.
T-Cobb, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If we're talking real life signed pros, us three were the guys, for sure. And I evolved. It used to basically be the Brandon show and everybody around him. That's really what it was like, G. We'd give you the ball and let you work. Then I became a compliment to you. And then Devron came in young, bouncy, found. And we had all really good players. That played through us. Hey, man. Marcus Thornton. Tyrus Thomas. G. Temple. Ronald Dupree. Big Baby Davis. And who else? Oh, and Von Wafer. I'm undefeated against Von Wafer right now in my career, 2-0. Hey, that's five league dudes. Got
six league dudes.
Six league dudes. Got chopped because I didn't know where Ronald Dupree fell. Got beat. Somebody tweeted something about we just watched three cats from overseas, a team of overseas dudes just beat a whole team full of NBA guys.
Yep.
In front of James Harden.
Steve Jack.
Penny Hart. Man, there was so many NBA players in that. Come on, man. James Harden. Hey, chop these cats. And I had 23 points. I led our team to score that game. What? Come on, man. Talk to me about growth. Don't talk to me about obsession, about work ethic. I know firsthand. I taught myself how to shoot.
Yeah.
Do you know the attention to detail that takes when you've been – imagine – this is going to sound crazy. Imagine running backwards your whole life. And then one day, somebody say, you're running wrong. Turn around. You can see better. It's better. It's easier.
Yeah.
And then you tell me that wouldn't be weird.
Without a doubt.
Come on. Come on. Imagine being blind your whole life and all of a sudden somebody hits you on the head and you can see now.
Hmm.
You know how much adjustment and time that would take for you to get used to that? It'd be a beautiful thing. Yep. But it would take some time to adjust.
Without a doubt.
I'm living proof of what work look like. I'm telling you this. And then I'm getting contracts in top leagues in the country, all of that action. I'm living proof of this. I'm trapping cats so bad. If y'all remember, play that St. Mary's league guy, borderline league guy, overseas guy, cool cat, dunked on him twice in a game overseas. Cats come and drug test me the next game, right after the game.
They quick to do that.
Hey, listen, they couldn't believe it. Yeah. Yes, I did that. You know what I mean? Like, you cats got to bet on yourself and you got to double down. And when you double down, don't forget, that's your only resort. You're going to lose everything if you can't back it up. So you got to fight for what's yours.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That's doubling down on yourself. That's betting on yourself, man. That's
down.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, if you put in the work, I mean, you're going to see the results. God shows favor in those that are really putting in the work. So, man, definitely appreciate you sharing that, Coach.
Man, you know, it's all love. I had to get that off my chest, man, because a lot of these cats training, working out, and a lot of them got trainers, but they don't have people really in the position, like, who really been through this.
Mm.
And that's all I'm trying to give. I'm trying to give game from somebody who been through it. Hey, man, listen. I'm sitting on a 20,000 square foot facility. Nobody ever gave me nothing. I built that based off of my work ethic.
Yes, sir.
Based off of, I worked so hard at some point, began to be obsessed with something that I built a name for myself in the space of basketball beyond high school. I have a PhD in basketball. Let's put it like that.
Dang.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
And I built that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To the point where people believe that I am an accredited guardian of this game.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to put it. That's what I'm sitting on right now.
That takes
all
work.
I did.
Yes, sir.
All I did was double down. I put all my chips down and said, hey, listen, this is all I have. I cannot return to home with nothing. That's got to be your mindset. You lose everything if you double down. If you don't get it, you got to make it happen. And that's the message I'm trying to give our kids. That's the message I'm trying to get the kids that play for me. That's the message I'm trying to get the kids that train with me. Hey, listen, I done been here. I can't do it for y'all, but I can tell you how to get it. And that's why I just put out, man, Obsession for 30 days. Obsessed for 30 days. Put down the phones. Stop listening to outside sources that their goals don't match up with yours.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your girlfriend you got goals. If she don't get it, break up with her.
Mm.
Or him. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
If your parent don't get it, hey, listen, man. Listen.
Gotta have a difficult conversation.
You gotta have them conversations. And that might mean a relationship there. Hey, listen, I can't really talk with my dad because I got these goals and they don't align up. He don't believe in me. But XYZ. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's crazy for me to even say, but how else you gonna get to what you want if you ain't gonna double down on it? You can't. Yeah. It's not possible. You can't.
Yeah. I'm glad you stated all of that and spoke your truth, because when you decided to come to Houston to work out, there was nothing that was guaranteed to benefit you except for you possibly getting better at the game of basketball. There was no guaranteed overseas contracts or NBA yep. contracts.
Yep.
You were just going off of pure hope.
Yep.
And then, even like with your business, even building a gym, there's no guarantees that people are going to come to your facility and use your facility and invest in you. There's no guarantees to that, but you bet on yourself
every time.
And that's huge. And you always, and I think you mentioned earlier, just talking about being prepared. Preparation is key.
I listen.
And yeah.
You do not feel nervous. You can feel, being nervous is normal. You can get nervous. But the thing,
I know that I'm ready for this. You'll be nervous.
And once that hit the door, it's a wrap. Come on. Once you get that once it is go time, everything just get it fall in the line order, because you've been there. You've been there. Be known nervous.
Yeah.
No, not
yeah.
nervous because
you're not prepared. Because
right.
Nah, look at these guys. Process.
H. Yo, H, hold on.
Yes, sir. What a great episode with my man HB. Truly just a student of the game, a basketball holic. Man, I got so many other names for this dude, but what a great story to share when you're talking about betting on yourself, becoming and turning himself into one of the best professionals from that Green Bay area, if not the very best. Like I said, he has a great story to share. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Any questions that you have that you want to throw at HB or myself, please send it to youcanbemo@yahoo.com. That's the letter U, C-A-N, the letter B, M-O at Yahoo. Again, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope he dropped enough gems to fill up your notebook. As always, you can be Mo every day in every way.